listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, actually, August 20th. We're back with you. Thank you for joining us. Another beautiful hot day in LA, but it's better than anything else we can get, you know? I mean, you look at the rest of the country, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, to be honest with you. But today we have two very special guests. We have Sherry Diamond. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you, Sam. It's so nice to be here. I'm very excited to be with you.
Sorry I didn't turn on your mic. But, yeah, I'm like all over the place, you know, pretty much sometimes in the morning. So you have to forgive me for a second. And so welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you.
And you were referred to me by Jen, who's sitting here. Hi, Jen.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back,
welcome
actually.
Welcome back, yeah.
Yeah, Jen used to be a co-host with me for quite a while, right?
Yeah,
it started before the pandemic.
Almost and
then,
2 years.
And then into the pandemic, too. We took a break, and then she came in. So that was great. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Awesome.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, so we'll have a great show. And so you referred Sherry to us. Let's find out a little bit about you and your background and everything, and then we'll find out what you do and why you're here today.
Sure.
Sounds good?
Great. Okay.
Okay. So, all right, Sherry. No, I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
I'll guide you.
Sherry's ready to go.
Yeah, it's not like the people that say, oh, tell me about yourself.
Then it's you the excitement, Sam.
Yeah, no, that's fine. First of all, is Diamond your real last name?
No, it's my married name. But when I got divorced...
Okay, but it's not a stage name or anything.
No, so. It's my real name. And
right.
When I got divorced, my ex-husband said he wanted his name back. And I told him, this is the only good thing I got out of this crappy marriage, and I'm keeping it.
That's a good idea, you know. It's a great name, really.
And it served me well in my life. Tell me. I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you change it? Like, I guess you changed it while you were married already, right?
Well, Diamond became my married name.
Right. So you didn't have to, like, really go and change names like they do. Some people take on, like, new names and stuff, and they have to go and register it or whatever it is.
Well, I did when I became a Diamond.
Right.
And now I'm never – this is going to be my name till I croak.
Sounds good. People will remember it, you know.
Yes.
It's a memorable name. Very cool. You live here in L.A.
I do.
How long have you lived here?
So I've lived in Southern California for almost 48 years.
Oh, wow.
When I was born and raised in Cleveland, and that's actually how I know Jen, because how I met Jen is through her mom.
Okay.
And Jen's grandmother and my mom were friends for 60 years.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know that before you guys got together?
No.
Well, we
no?
knew before we met
right.
because of her mom. Because I know her mom because that's her, you know, her grandma's daughter. Right.
Right. Right.
And when Jen was moving to L.A., this is really a funny story. Her mom reached out to me and said, listen, my daughter's moving to L.A., and she wants to get into entertainment. She doesn't know anybody. So I was wondering if maybe you could reach out to her. I'll have her call you, and you guys could get together. I said, I would love to. I said, I'll show her around,
right.
you know, help her out, whatever she needs.
Right.
Jen moved to California,
uh-huh.
and I never heard from her. And I said to her mom, because we're friends on social media,
right.
I said, I haven't heard from Jen. She said, oh, you will. 3 years later, 3 years go by. And
right.
Jen reaches out to me and
oh, wow.
says, hey, my mom told me to get in touch with you. I'm like, yeah, like 3 years ago. And so we met and we had lunch at Stanley's in Sherman Oaks.
Uh-huh.
And that's been it. And now we get together once a week. We see each other and we are actually working on a project together. We're writing a screenplay.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, Jen, tell us a little bit about what you do. You're in entertainment and stuff, right?
Yes.
That's why you moved to L.A.
Yes.
How long ago did you move?
September 1st will be 5 years.
5 years.
Wow,
congratulations.
Yeah,
see,
you were one of my first gigs here, so thank you for
course,
that.
I'm glad to see you've lasted because some people come here and they end up going back because they don't find what they want.
I think my theory on that, what I've seen happen to friends time and time again, like over the years, even before I moved here, was people come out here and they're really great at what they do, maybe locally in their hometowns or the college they went to. And so they come to Los Angeles or go to New York and they think that they can just, you know, make money doing music or acting or writing or whatever, but they're not taking into consideration like the reality of the time frame, which is there is no time frame. It takes as long as it takes. You just got to keep going, but you have to find a survival job. And I think a lot of people, I've witnessed a lot of people unwilling to find survival jobs, yeah, whether it be like serving or temping or whatever it is, Starbucks, whatever. They're just unwilling to find another source of income. So they, yeah, burn out and they think that, oh, I hate LA, I hate New York, it's the city's fault. But right, really, like, yeah, they just...
But they don't do anything to try and actually make it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, sometimes they're applying for gigs, but you have to put yourself in a place where you're not struggling to eat.
Right.
You know,
right,
struggling to pay rent. Like, you have to be somewhat comfortable.
Of course, yeah. And I saw you do that from the beginning, and I thought, she's going to last, you know, because she gets it, you know?
She's a survivor.
Yeah.
She doesn't give up on anything.
For better or
you know,
worse.
People don't understand. People think they're going to come here and everybody's going to hire them. But there's like a million of people that are waiting in line. Take a number, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of people are very, very talented. You don't, right, you know, you could be the best person in your high school, in your college, in your hometown. Your band could be touring locally, whatever. But you come to LA and there's a lot of untalented people, but there's also, right, a lot of very, very talented, very, very beautiful people. There's triple threats, quadruple threats. Like, there's people who, you know, dance, sing, write, produce, act, they do it all, you know? So there's always somebody who's ahead of you. It's just, you know, how you get there. That's going to be the difference in your longevity or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Sherry, why did you move from Cleveland to LA?
Well, it snows in Cleveland.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
That's true.
It doesn't snow in California unless you live in the mountains. But when I first left Cleveland, I'm sorry, I moved to San Diego.
Oh,
and I lived there for 4.5 years.
And then, San Diego's beautiful.
Beautiful. And then, right, I was in the hotel business there.
Oh, okay.
And there was an ad in the paper that there was a hotel. It's no longer around. It was called the Amfac Hotel in Marina Del Rey, that they were looking for somebody in their catering office. And I had worked at the Kona Kai Club in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I worked in the office where they had catering, and they booked all the rooms and did all that. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go apply for this job.
Right.
And so everybody said to me, oh, there's a million people going to apply for the job. I said, I know, but they only have to hire one.
Exactly.
So I went for an interview. I, right, called in sick to my job. I went for the interview, and they hired me.
Wow.
And so I moved to LA, and I'm never living anywhere else.
Really? You love it here.
I love it here. I mean, yeah, there's some things, you know, as time goes on, it's certain areas are not great to live in, and there's a lot of things going on. But when you, like you said at the beginning of the show, if you compare it to anywhere else, where else would you rather live?
Right,
right.
Exactly.
You wake up and it's 75 degrees and gorgeous and the sun is shining and,
right,
you know, it's beautiful.
I say that, you know, no matter what you think about LA or California, you can't beat the weather. You know, that's one thing everybody agrees on, you know.
And we have such good food.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, that's true.
We have
a lot because there's so much diversity here. You know, we have like 4 million people in this town, you know.
I know.
And that's,
believe
that's
me,
a lot
we
of,
know.
Yeah, right? You can feel it. But New York is 8 million, you know. I mean,
in
I
a
wouldn't
much
even,
smaller space.
In smaller space. I mean, I don't know how you guys manage there, you know, but I don't think
you
I
don't.
Could ever live in New York City.
You don't manage there. You're just scraping.
There's just so many people, you know, and all kinds of people. You know, there you get to walk the streets. And you really see all kinds of people. Here, you drive, so you don't really see anything, you know.
Well, it's a melting
through
pot.
Through your windows.
It's a melting pot like L.A.
Right, yeah.
The, you know, I think those are the two cities in our country that have the most diverse,
right,
people living in it.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. So that's good. And so you moved here. You moved to, did you live in Marina Del Rey? Or
No. When no I,
it's
when
kind
I,
of pricey there.
Yeah, I never wanted to live there because it was just buildings. You know, it was like, yeah, it wasn't, didn't feel homey.
Really?
Yeah, so I lived in I moved to, when it was a great area and booming, I lived at like Van Nuys and Sepulveda, right?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that was like, if you live there, everybody was like, ooh, you live in that part of Sherman Oaks? Like, you had made it, right?
Yeah, right.
And I did that, and then I moved to, what did I do? Oh, after I stopped working in the hotel business, this was like maybe 10 years later,
mm-hmm,
I moved to Whittier, California. I lived in Uptown Whittier near the college. And I worked for a wireless company that at the time was the only wireless company. There was only two of them around ever. Mm-hmm. And one of them was called LA Cellular.
Okay.
And this is like 100 years ago, in the, right. like in the 90s, right?
Right.
So I worked for them for 10 years. Uh-huh. And then we had a huge layoff because they were going to become Singular Wireless.
Right.
And then they became AT&T.
Oh, okay.
So I was one of the, by that time, I had worked my way up to be a director of sales. And I was one of the people that got, I was part of the layoff. And I was so happy mm-hmm. because that was the time in the 90s, if you got laid off your job, mm-hmm. not only did you get a severance package, but they gave you a severance package, the package that you didn't have to work for like 2 years.
Wow.
It was like not like now.
Really?
They give you,
you don't get any of this.
Or you get a week or two yeah. pay and they say, thank you.
Exactly.
Goodbye. Right. Yeah. So I didn't work for a while, but then I started working with some women I knew that were starting their own business. But fast forward 2 years later, I got into skincare and makeup and mm-hmm. I became a makeup artist because I love makeup since I'm a kid. And I always mm-hmm. did my friends' makeup. And one day one of my friends said to me, you should be a makeup artist. And I said, you know what? I think you're right. So I went to the Nordstrom at the Brea Mall, uh-huh. and I went to the Estee Lauder counter, and I said to the lady, I'd like to know if you're hiring makeup artists. And she said, do you have experience? And I said, yes.
I love this story, by the way.
And so she said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 15 minutes. Go anywhere in the store. Find a woman. Bring her back here and sit her down in the chair and do her makeup.
Right.
And I said, okay. So that where do you think I went? Right to the shoe department. Because every woman is in the shoe department at Nordstrom, right?
Yeah.
And I see this lady, she's not wearing a lot of makeup, and she's with a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I went up to her and I said, excuse me. I said, I don't want you to think I'm weird or anything. I said, but I'm trying to get a job at Estee Lauder. And I wanted to know, would you come and sit in the chair and let me put some makeup on you? And she said, I would love it. She
yeah.
goes, I don't wear a lot of makeup. So she came and sat in the chair, and I said to her, if you were going out, like to a wedding or something, how would you do your makeup? She goes, I like it simple. She goes, I don't want to look all glammed up, but I want to look like I'm wearing makeup. Because you could tell she's one of those women that maybe she wears a little lipstick and mascara once in a while, but she's not a glam girl.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So I did her makeup. She loved it, and she spent, I don't know, something like $137.
Really?
And she bought everything that I put on her, and I kept telling her, now, this is, if you ever want to do this on your own, this is what you should do. And so I was coaching her and giving her, like, a tutorial at the same time.
Yeah.
So she bought the makeup, and the lady, she left, and I looked over at the lady behind the counter, and she said, here's an application. You're hired.
You're
Take
hired.
It upstairs,
wow.
and I'm going to call them and tell them, you have the job.
There you go. You see, that's the best way is you get to audition. You know, you have to show
right.
what you can do. You know, the hell with experience, you know, or professional experience, you know.
So then I did that for 10
before.
Years.
Right.
Yeah.
So you held jobs for a while. I mean, 10 years
well,
is
no,
a long time.
That's the only, that's the longest
but you
the
said
one
that,
I ever had.
You said the wireless was also 10.
Yeah, but those are the only two.
Okay.
But because
gotcha.
With me, if you don't treat people good or I get bored easy mm-hmm. or something goes on that is just not correct, I can't work for you.
Yeah.
If I know you behind the scenes, things are going on that aren't good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So after I did makeup and skincare, I've always been in sales, you know, because when I worked in wireless, it was all sales. So I went for a sales job at a orthopedic surgeon's office, and they hired me. So oh. they hired me because they had a lab where they did blood testing for people that are going to be drivers or work for the post office, and they used to send them to their lab to get mm-hmm. tested for drugs before they work.
I see.
So they hired me to get more companies to come on board with the lab.
Right.
So they did, and after a year, they promoted me. They told me that they thought I was just too smart, that I should go work on the other side where the doctor works. So I worked for him. His name was Dr. Mark Greenspan, uh-huh. and he was a very well-renowned orthopedic surgeon for like 30 years in this town. Mm-hmm. And sadly, 3 years after I worked for them, he passed away.
Mm.
He went for a procedure in Beverly Hills, and the anesthesiologist gave him too much propofol,
oh,
and
no.
he died.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's
how
like what you're afraid
that,
of.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the most devastating. We came to work the next day, and everybody's like, you can't come in. And we're like, what do you mean you can't come in?
Yeah.
Because they're closing the office because he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And it was devastating. So I didn't,
yeah.
I didn't work for a couple months because I just didn't even, I didn't even know what happened. It, like the shock of it all, it was horrible.
Yeah.
So then I went to work for a home health company, and I did that for a few years. And then during COVID, I lost my job because nurses and people weren't working because nobody wanted to go to people's homes during COVID.
Right.
So their sales were down. And then I said, you know, this was the time in my life where I had been writing my Balance for Life course and was really on a health journey to lose weight and do better and all this stuff. And I thought, you know, I can either go work for somebody else or I can jump off the cliff of life and just do it. And I did it.
There you go.
This and was I was 64 years old at the time.
Wow. And this is the first time you actually went into business for yourself.
Correct. No, I did once before when I was in my 30s. I had a business called Simply Sandwich.
And I
used to get up at 4 in the morning and go to a restaurant and make sandwiches and salads and muffins and cookies. And then I would had a basket, and I went all up and down Ventura Boulevard in this area in all these buildings during lunchtime and sell all my stuff.
Yeah, I remember they used to do that. Do they still do it?
No, you can't do that anymore.
Can't do it, right?
They haven't done that in 20 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember that, though. People would come to the office with baskets.
Right.
And all kinds
I might
of
have
food.
Been one of them.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
You know, someone had to have done something weird to the food for them to ban something like that. Yeah. Not saying you did. I'm just saying somebody somewhere who was doing
that. Yeah, I'm sure something happened. But anyway, but that was the first time. And I really loved, I worked, when I worked at the in the hotel business, I was in catering. Mm. So I always loved food and recipes. And, you know, I grew up in a home where food is life. Like, you really? Wake up in the morning and nobody cares about anything but what are we going to eat?
Really?
Right.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So I started my business, and here I am.
Yeah. So they love food in your house and stuff. What background do you have, like ethnicity?
So my family is Russian and Polish, and I'm Jewish.
I see. So these people are not really known for their good food, but not like Italians and things like that, you know. But
my Polish grandma, she could cook up a storm.
Really?
Pierogies?
Mm. No. She made she made the best cheesecake with white raisins that, like, I just wanted to put the fork in it and sit and eat the whole pie.
Wow.
It was
That's
amazing.
Pretty cool.
And I grew up with my grandparents living with us. And when my grandfather passed away, we moved into a different house. And we took the kitchen from our old house and put it in the basement of our new house.
Yeah.
And every morning we would wake up and you could smell baked goods and bread.
Oh,
and
wow.
Until I was 13 years old, we never went to the bakery because we'd be like, I'd say to my grandma, Graham, do you think you could make chocolate chip cookies today? She'd say, sure.
Wow.
I'd come home from school and there they'd be.
Can you imagine the house smelling like that? How can you not want to eat it?
Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Right. So as a result of growing up in a family where food was everything, you know, I was a chubby kid and wound up being a fat kid when I got older. And then I went to the doctor one day when I was 64, and she told me I was pre-diabetic, and she scared the crud out of me.
Yeah.
So I went on a journey to lose weight and be healthy, and now I teach other people how to do it.
Wow, good for you. And we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you have siblings, I mean, that you grew up with?
Yeah, I have an older brother that still lives in Cleveland.
Oh, awesome.
He never left.
Never left Cleveland?
Never.
Oh, okay. Well, some people don't.
Yeah, and when I was 14, I came home from school and told my parents, when I go to college, when I'm done, I'm never living in this city ever as an adult. I'm not getting married here. I'm not doing anything here. And my mom was like, fine, do whatever you want. And my dad was like, what do you mean you're not going to live here? Of course you're going to live here. I'm like, no, I'm not. And when I was 20 years old, I came home and said, guess what? I just signed a lease to an apartment in San Diego, and I'm leaving on September 12th. And they were like, what?
Had you been there before?
Or never.
Never. So you just moved to a place you've never been to
before.
Well,
I had a good friend. She and her friend were roommates, and they got me and my friend an apartment in their building. So I planned it all. So when I came home and told my parents, they couldn't tell me I'm not going because I signed a lease that's legal.
Yeah.
I was smart.
Yeah, yeah. Jen, what about you when you moved? Had you been here before? LA?
I had been here a couple times. I came out here to visit to help my aunt out when she got sick, like probably 15 years ago. And then I had taken a cross-country road trip to San Francisco, and we pit stopped in LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a cool trip to take, huh?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It would have been a more fun trip with different people.
Oh, okay. So the company wasn't top.
Yeah. I was with like my best friend at the time, and like the whole drive there, she had like a wicked cold and just wanted to smoke cigarettes with the windows open.
Wow.
And I was like,
that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it was awful. And they had the heat blasting too to top it off, and I was like, can we please like open a window? And they would like lock the windows, and they all just thought it was funny that I was in the back dying. And then I got sick too, and then I was pissed off.
Yeah, I don't blame you, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, a trip like that could be very nice, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if you go with the right people and you have the right energy, a road trip is so much fun.
Absolutely. So much fun. Yeah, totally. But I loved LA right away.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather, I think there's like a quality. I mean, this sounds funny because our air quality is not great, but like the air feels nice here.
Yeah, she belongs here. Her energy belongs here.
Yeah, definitely. So do you like it here? I mean,
I do.
Are you happy?
I do. I am happy. You know, I feel like the film industry hasn't really recovered since the strikes.
Right.
So I'm hustling in some restaurants part time and stuff like that, which sucks. But creatively, I'm in a really fulfilled spot.
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
But she won't have to worry once we get our screenplay done.
Uh-huh.
She won't have to worry about it.
She'll be taken care of for life.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm going to see to it.
Sounds cool. All right, Sherry, so you mentioned you started a program. You did that first. How did the idea come up for you?
So what happened is after I went to the doctor and she told me I was pre-diabetic, I was like, look, at the time I weighed 233 pounds.
Wow.
I was like massive. And I thought, okay, you can either keep on this journey. And my mom had diabetes.
Right.
And then my mom wound up getting pancreatic cancer and she died. And I thought, if I don't do something now, this is the wake-up call. So you have a choice. What are you going to do?
Right.
Well, I like life, and I want to be here as long as I can. So I went home, and I start researching, why do we get diabetes? Why do we get high blood pressure? Why?
Right.
And everything is about bacteria. And once you eat foods that are high in bacteria, and they live in your system for a long time, after a while, there's nowhere for them to go. So they start creating your health problems.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay. So I start researching food. And then I start looking around on the internet to people that, you know, are already in that space and what they're doing. And I came up with a food list that I thought would be good for me. Mm-hmm. And I went on this program and I lost 103 pounds in 18 months.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, if this worked for me, and I have problems with my thyroid. So that's always been like, oh, well, she's a chubby kid because she's got a bad thyroid and everything's about your thyroid. But that wasn't true.
Mm.
I was eating the wrong foods for this problem that I had.
I see.
So I thought, you know, if I could do this, I should probably teach this to other people, because people used to say to me, oh, you made losing weight so easy. It's not easy. Mm. It's a real journey. It's tough.
Yeah.
But you have to want it bad enough to do it.
That's true. That's true.
So I said, okay, when I lost my job, I said, I'm going to jump off the cliff of life and I'm going to start looking for people that want to be on my program. And I reached out to people I knew and I, you know, started on my social media. And one of my very first clients was a girl I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't talked to her in probably, you know, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she reached out to me and said, you know, I really need to lose some weight and I trust you. I see what you've done. So she went on my program, and then little by little, by word of mouth and other ways of trying to, you know, find people, I did.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so it's fun.
Here you also came with like being able to show what you can do. You had yourself as an example.
Right.
That this works.
Right.
Right. Now, so how did you figure out for yourself, like, what to eat and how to eat?
Well, because I start looking up, you know, fruits and vegetables and what has the highest sugar. I mean, there's so many foods that I used to eat.
Right.
No wonder I had problems. Like,
I see.
I haven't eaten cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew, any of that in 7 years.
Mm.
Because they're very high in sugar.
Yeah.
So we should be eating dark berries. You know, all the berries, all the antioxidant fruits.
Right.
And everybody thinks because it's a vegetable or a fruit, it's healthy and you should be eating it, and you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think that, you know. I think I ate watermelon or cantaloupe or something, you know. No, huh?
No, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. Wow. Tomatoes are one of the worst foods that you could eat.
Really?
They're laced with so much bacteria, and the only way to eat them, to make them clean, mm-hmm. is you have to peel back the skin and take out all the seeds. Well, I don't know about you, but when I want to eat a salad, yeah. I'm not going to stand for 20 minutes and peel the stupid tomato.
Right, and the texture is not the same either.
So now I don't eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. And sugar, if I had to pick the one thing, sugar's your worst enemy.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, and now, you know, people are reading labels more, and the added sugar mm-hmm. is the worst.
Wow. Yeah, I eat a lot of sugar. I got to tell you.
Do you have diabetes?
No, but thank God I don't.
Not yet.
Yeah, you think I will if I continue?
If you keep it up, you probably will. As you get older, you will.
Yeah. So I need to watch that, really.
You do.
Also for weight, right? I mean, it.
Exactly.
You know, because that's probably the biggest culprit for gaining weight.
So let me ask you, Sam, what's your go-to sugar?
I don't know. It's not like I really, I mean, I get it from carbohydrates too, right? You get sugar from carbs.
But if you were going to eat something sweet, what would you go for?
Chocolate, probably.
Okay, so eat dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's not the same.
You can learn how to
sweet milk chocolate.
Listen, I've eaten more Hershey bars in my life than I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So I know, but dark chocolate is much better.
Much better for you.
Yeah.
But it does have sugar, right?
Dark chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But it has very little.
So it's better to avoid it, right? Altogether.
Well, if you can avoid it, but I mean, sometimes you have to have a little something. You can't deprive yourself of everything because that's how people go and binge eat.
Right, exactly.
Which I used to also do.
Really? Wow.
There's a lot of great brands, though, that have like really nice, high-quality dark chocolates that don't have like that kind of thing to it, you know, that are made with either coconut sugar or they're pretty low in sugar or even stevia or something like that. Mm.
That's true.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I need to start looking at that because you know, it's something you have to think about, you know.
Listen,
I like to lose a few pounds, you know.
I can help you.
And it's hard, you know. It's hard, like you said.
I can help you.
Even without exercise?
No, you have to move your body a little bit.
You have to move your body.
Do you ever walk?
Not as much as I should. And I worked out for a while. I did, high-intensity training. And because I hoped to get quick results. I mean, this is like really hard stuff. For half an hour, you don't stop, you know, and you go from one exercise
interval
to
training.
Another. Right, yeah. Interval training.
Like HIIT training?
HIIT is what it is.
Right? I find that what I've done a lot of like adrenal research, and according to like, I guess studies, I hate to say that. Yeah. Everything is according to studies. But according to studies, they say that HIIT workouts can actually, if you're a high stress person or a high intense person, that HIIT workouts can actually stress and fatigue your adrenal glands more, which make it harder for you to recover and harder to lose weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I didn't see any results in losing weight. I mean, my muscles got a little bigger, but I wasn't losing weight, and I told him, I said, what's going on, you know? And he says, well, yeah, you gain muscle weight and things like that. But still, you know, I went there mainly to lose some weight, you know, and it wasn't happening, and it was really hard.
Mm.
It's really hard.
It's frustrating.
You know, I mean, the exercise itself is hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's very grueling, very demanding, because you're doing a lot of things that are really hard. You're doing them for 3-4 minutes at a time. You get a minute of a break, and then you continue doing the same thing. You know, so I felt that I was like going to faint. You know, I couldn't really breathe fast enough.
But see, when you do an interval training like that or any training, that's where your nutrition and what you're putting in your body comes into play too.
Very important.
That's
true. What I was going to tell you is, even if you just want to start small, one of the best things to do as far as walking, I was just reading an article the other day that they say that after you eat dinner, that's the best time to go for a walk for 30 or 40 minutes because it helps your digestion.
You see, I thought that too, but it doesn't feel right when, to walk after you eat, because when we do, it feels like, it doesn't feel right.
Does it feel heavy?
It's like, after exercise, you know. And or yeah, and you feel like or before exercise, like if I eat before exercise, I feel heavy. You know, I don't feel like, you know, the body is ready for this. And right. Walking is a sport. You know, I mean, it is exercise. You know, so I feel that the food is not digesting, but you're saying it's the other way around.
That's what they say. I haven't done it because I do all my walking before that. But being outside and walking for me,
right.
Not only is it good to move my body and to exercise, but it's really good for your mental health.
Yeah.
To be outside in nature and go where and just look at flowers and trees and
that's
clear
true.
Your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
it's
if
a
it's
wonderful
just
thing.
A stroll, you know, right. Like you don't have to be brisk walking. Like sometimes I'll just put my headphones on and I walk up. Because I'm in Hollywood now, I walk up to the West Hollywood Whole Foods and back, and I think it's like 3 miles in total, and it'll take me like,
yeah.
I don't know, an hour and 15 minutes sometimes, just because I take my time. I'll stop and grab a coffee or something. And if I can manage to do it after dinner, I will. And I know that feeling, that like heavy feeling, but I think after you get used to it, that'll go away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know that even doing things like sweeping the floor, cleaning your house, you know, doing laundry, you burn calories. People don't think it. You do. I mean, I'm sure you don't do any of those things.
I don't.
I know. I had a feeling.
I have a maid.
But those kind of things, you burn calories too. And but the other thing you could do is just don't take the elevator. Go down the stairs and walk up the stairs. That's exercise.
Right.
I mean, anything that you're moving,
right?
Just move.
And I feel that we have to move because most of us, we sit on our asses all day, you know. Either you're in the car or in an office or wherever you are, you do office work or whatever. You don't move a lot, and at least me. And I feel I need to do something, you know, because then it gets hard to walk if you don't walk, you know.
Right. But the other thing is if you find that you're sitting a lot, every 30 to 45 minutes, get up and walk around. Mm. Just get up because that getting up and down, that's exercise. Mm. Your body's going from one position to the other, and you're taking steps.
I see.
And you'd be surprised that just that little carburetor adjustment, along with what you put in your body as far as eating, will help you.
Sounds good.
Because, I tell you, you have to start sooner than later.
Yeah,
because none of us are getting younger.
No, exactly. I'm getting up there, and I really want to be able to move for a long time, you know, for the rest of my life, really, you know.
Right.
My dad had Parkinson's, but even while he had that, he walked a lot so he can continue to be able to move, you know, because Parkinson makes you unable to move, you know. It's like your muscles and everything, so it makes you very, like, rigid and stuff, you know.
Well, that's the other thing, and you're aware of your family history.
Right.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Like, my family history is horrible.
Really?
Like everybody in my family, my dad and all his siblings except for one, all died of cancer.
Really?
And in my mom's family, my mom and my grandma both died of cancer. And my grandpa, he was lucky. He got on the bus to come home from work and he went to sleep and never woke up.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go.
That's the best way to go.
But everybody else suffered. So my DNA already is horrible. So I'm very vigilant about my health.
You have to be careful, yeah.
Because I'm, you know, even though I'm healthy, do not want to be a really old person that can't move around. I still want to be able to, if you chase me, I want to still be able to run away from you.
Right.
And I can.
Yeah. Cool. So what is the program called?
It's called Balance and then the number 4, Life. So it's Balance for Life.
Balance for Life. Sounds like a good name to me.
Yeah, it is.
So so tell us a little briefly about what's it like to be on the program?
Okay, so what I do is before anybody starts my program, I do a consultation for free.
Okay.
Because not everybody will do well on the program. You can tell.
Right.
Because some people are just very skeptical and they're already finding all the negative reasons why it won't work before the positive.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I don't want to take their money because they're not going to do the program and then they're going to blame me.
Right, exactly.
Right, it'll be my fault.
Yeah.
But I'm not there monitoring what they're eating. So we have a consultation, and then once they sign up, if somebody refers them to me, I give the person who referred them a $50 referral fee.
Okay.
So they start the program. I send them the food list. I have a list that's already done that I send to the client, And then our first meeting, we do everything over Zoom once a week. Mm. And you can sign up for a 6-week or a 12-week program.
Okay.
So once a week, we meet on Zoom, mm-hmm. and we go over the week and go over the food. And I give them tips about what's not working, why you should be doing this, why this isn't good, if what they're frustrated about, what can I do to help them. And I guide them based on what I know and what I've done. And I have to say that in all the years I've been doing this, not one person has ever asked for their money back, and everybody's been happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really happy. And I have people that live all over the country that do this, and it's really fun.
That's amazing, yeah. I mean, if it works, it works. You know, you can't argue with that.
Exactly.
Know? And it's worth trying, you know?
Exactly.
So what are some of the okay, so you send them like a list of the food and everything.
Right, everything.
Is that by, like by meal every day?
No, it's by category. So all the vegetables, all the fruit, all the meats, all the carbohydrates, all the dairy, even though dairy isn't good, there are some things you can eat. Like when it comes to cheese, you know, everybody loves cheese, but not all cheese is good. There's only a few you should be eating.
Really?
And me, now I don't even eat any. Mm. I don't eat any cheese at all anymore.
Wow.
Because I'm finding as I'm getting older, the cheese isn't good for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I love cheese, you know?
Yeah.
I love all kinds of cheese. You know, I like a lot of things, you know?
Well, now, we all do, but they're not always our friend.
Exactly.
Apparently, so cheese lights up more receptors in your brain than crack.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder that's my problem.
You can Google it. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel high after cheese, but.
I know, but it gives people this like elated, like, cheese, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The other thing that I do is I send people recipes.
Okay.
Right? Like I have an Instagram. My Instagram account is, it's called Share the Gift. It's SHERTHEGIFT. And on there, I post recipes, and on my Balance for Life Facebook page, I post all kinds of recipes and tips about staying healthy and what you should avoid and why things aren't good for us and what kind of products you should be using, because products like personal products, our home products, the things that have parabens and dyes and fragrances that aren't good for our skin, it's not good for us either.
Yeah. They say that everything that's packaged is not good for us, right?
That's right. Anything
in it's all processed.
That's right.
Wow.
So you shouldn't be buying anything in a bag.
Mm. So, like, for example, if so there's a lot of things we can't eat, obviously, right?
Right.
So we stick to fruit and vegetables and meat, right, and chicken and things like that.
Well, I don't eat meat and chicken. I only eat fish.
I see.
Once in a while, I eat grass-fed beef.
Okay.
But fish is way better.
Yeah. Yeah. I like fish. Thank God that's good.
Yeah, fish is good. I mean, I'm not saying people shouldn't eat chicken and meat. You could eat whatever you want. But for me, it makes my stomach not feel good.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, I mean,
yeah.
For some people, they don't agree with that. But this is nothing like a keto diet or anything, right?
No. This is no. You don't count calories, and you don't count anything. All you do is eat when you're hungry, and when you're not hungry, don't.
And you don't
focus
on fats and stuff, and avoid carbs altogether.
No.
Right?
Because avocados are one of the best good fats you can eat. And you should be eating one every day, Sam.
Yeah, I know. I pretty much do.
Okay, good.
I love avocado.
Listen, I think you look great. I don't know how old you are, but you look really good.
Thank you. Thank you. But I could lose some pounds.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'd like to lose 20.
Can't we
20.
All?
Yeah. Yeah, no, really.
We could all lose some pounds.
Yeah, yeah. No, because now I'm weighing more than I ever did, and I'm not happy about that, you know?
Okay, well, that's not good, because that's going to be the start of a journey of ill health as time goes on.
Mm.
Do you have any diabetes or heart disease in your family?
No, thank goodness. Well, okay, diabetes, good. My mom had some, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not good.
Yeah, but I have to be careful.
Do you drink diet soda?
Yeah.
Okay, that's bad.
That's bad?
Stop that today.
Really?
It causes plaque builds up in your system. And that's why people have strokes.
I had a stroke.
Hello.
My first week that I worked for him, it was like my first day, I think. He
actually, you were supposed to come in and start. I don't think we even started.
Yeah.
You had just come in for the interview.
Yeah.
And I had a stroke.
Okay, I want to cry right now.
Why?
Because you had a stroke and you're still drinking soda.
Yeah. Wow. I drink a lot of Diet Coke.
Okay, go home and throw it out.
Really?
I'm not
stop
kidding.
With that. Okay.
Drink Perrier, drink Pellegrino, Drink regular water with lemon. Do anything, but do not drink the soda, please. Yeah, that makes me upset.
That's good to know. That's good to know. I thought it was good because I'm not consuming sugar, but you're saying it's
the
terrible.
Fake sugar, in my personal opinion, is almost worse.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you said you had, looking at you, you look like the picture of health.
Right.
I can't believe you ever had a stroke.
Yeah, and thank goodness it was like I came out unscathed, you know? I mean, many
thank
people,
God.
Yeah, many people do not, you know? You either die or you
are messed up.
Messed up, which God forbid, you know?
Well, this is why, so that should have been the wake-up call, but it wasn't.
Right. No, it was the wake-up call. I stopped smoking cigarettes. Which okay. was, you know, they told
that
me, they
was
said,
good.
Yeah, they said, if you continue smoking, you'll be right back in here, you know?
Well, if you continue on the diet soda, they'll be seeing you again, I promise you.
Wow.
Go read it. I mean, you can go Google it.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay, well, I'll stop.
I'd rather have you eat a Hershey bar than drink soda, if I had a pick.
Really?
Yeah, don't do it. It's so bad, you don't even know. My mom, I'm going to tell you, my mom drank diet soda every day. I told her, don't do it. She had diabetes. She didn't listen. And then she got pancreatic cancer. And it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ever watch anybody go through that again.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So it's really important what we put in our body, pretty much.
It's not only important what you eat, but it's also important the products you use because it gets in your bloodstream, and it's horrible for you.
Yeah.
Your skin's essentially like a big mouth.
Yeah.
In fact, truly. I'm going to tell you, over the weekend, I started thinking about, the makeup I'm using. Like, I stopped using bad cleaning products and things like body wash and those kind of things, personal grooming products, a long time ago. But I know I'm still using makeup that's bad. So there's a website. It's called EWG.org. And I went in and I put in every single thing that I use. And on Sunday, I threw out half of my makeup, except for a couple of things that I use that are good, because they give you the list, pardon me, what is good and what isn't. If it's not verified, you shouldn't be having it.
Really?
Pardon me. So everything I was using was a 3, a 4, a 5, or a 6. So I threw it out, and I bought new mascara last week that I heard about, and I love it. So now I'm going to go and buy, it's called Well People, and I'm going to go buy all of their makeup.
Wow.
Because that causes problems as you get older.
Yeah.
Because as we get older, our hormones change, and it happens with men too. So your shaving cream, your cologne, everything you use is affecting what goes on inside of you.
Yeah.
Deodorant.
Along with the bad food.
Wow.
And no diet soda.
Okay, well, now you made me really think about it, you know.
I hope I scared you.
Well, you did, you know, but it's going to be hard because I'm so used to it. And I love it with every kind of food, you know. It's just like.
Do you have it at every meal?
Yeah.
Do you have more than 2 or 3 a day?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, this is a problem.
Yeah, probably 3.
We need to send you to a program to get off the diet soda.
Honestly, they say that Diet Coke is more addictive than like any other beverage.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just like tobacco.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that's in it makes you crave wanting more.
Well, I don't know about that. I like the taste and I like the carbon, you know? I mean, I don't know about
that. There's other things that have carb.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. They don't have flavor, but yeah. No, I know. I had that and I didn't use it. I got some flavor for it and I thought, you know what? This is not for me. But no, I mean, I like carbonated drinks, but you're right. You know, if I go to Perrier and Pellegrino and stuff like that, it's probably
better.
And put
lemon and lime in it.
Right.
There's a ton of other new sparkling drinks on the market that are great, like Poppy is really good, and they're like there's probiotic ones that are sparkling. They're like very low in sugar, like it'll be like a splash of a certain juice or something like that. Yeah, they're great.
I also like this one. It's called Juni. J-U-N-I.
Okay.
And there's a guy, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, his name's Jay Shetty.
Okay.
And he is very into health, and he's kind of a guru. And he and his wife just started making this drink last year, and I am obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. It has aptogens and all kinds of good things for you. There's no calories, no sugar. It's delicious.
Sounds good. Well, we're just about out of time, folks. It's gone by fast because you guys are fascinating. So tell people how they can find you, contact you, get on the program.
So you can go to my website. It's sharethegift.com, S-H-E-R, like the beginning of my name.
Right, like Sherry.
Right. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Balance Space for Space Life. It's all spaced out. Or you can send me an email at sharethegift@gmail.com.
Okay, sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
Cool. And you can help them. And so you say in 6 weeks you can see results. And
that's
stuff,
right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and I there's
you
people.
You feel it in less than a week, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my own physician, mm-hmm. she went on my program. And she didn't have to lose a lot of weight, but she told me she was waking up every day feeling miserable and bloated, and she didn't know what to do. She went on the program, and in 4 days, she called me and said, I can't believe I already feel better. And in 6 weeks, she lost about 12 pounds, and she said she never felt better in her life because she had more energy, because she wasn't eating the foods that are weighing her down and stopping her system from moving correctly.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. Everybody that needs this, I guess everybody needs it, really.
Well, you know, they could use it. Wants to.
Yeah, I mean, not just to lose weight, but to eat healthy.
Well, and just to feel better healthy, and get more energy. Like waking up, when I was fat, I used to wake up and feel like somebody hit me with a ton of bricks. Now I wake up and I like spring out of the bed.
Really?
And I'm almost 71 years old this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're doing very well. You look great. You feel great.
Thank you. Well, you look great, too, but you'll look better when you get rid of the diet soda.
Yeah, I will. Jen, how about you if people want to contact you, find out about you? Where can they find you?
You can find me on good old Instagram, official Jen, J-E-N-N, Belinsky.
Okay. That's easy enough.
That's easy enough.
And you're not on TikTok or anything, right?
Not really,
yeah,
no.
I know. Nobody is. It seems like, I know, you know, I used to like TikTok because you can learn a lot of things from it.
It became all ads.
Yeah, all ads.
And porn.
Yeah, and negative stuff and, you know,
but also
a lot
like,
of negative stuff.
One video is, here is how to lose weight eating oatmeal. And then the next video is, this is why oatmeal is bad for you. And then the next video is like, bananas are bad for you. And then the next video is like, how I lost 30 pounds eating bananas.
Right.
Like, there's so much bad. There's enough information to combat anything.
Yeah, that's true.
As there is for that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for every for every piece of good information, there's way more bad information.
Right. No, for sure. You know, I mean, I found myself getting depressed being on it. That's why I deleted it.
Same.
And
it's a trap, too. Like, sometimes, like, an hour would pass, and I'm like, oh, my God, I've just been laying here.
It's really addictive, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Just go outside for a walk instead.
Exactly. Forget about that. And besides, you don't want to help the Chinese anyway. I don't know. I don't want them to find anything about me like they don't know on Facebook, right? But, yeah, whatever. Anyway, Sherry and Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun. This was really fun.
Of course. And everybody check her out. Share the gift, S-H-E-R. And hopefully we're all going to be healthier because of this.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.